Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Alkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor of the Pre-Market Prep website, which I will post below. Now, Joel, we're still in this period where it's a long time for the next Fed meeting. A lot of people are waiting for that Jackson Hole address by Jerome Powell. But overall, what we're stuck with now is watching data. It was the tail end of last week that we had the jobs data come out, and then it's tomorrow that we have the CPI data. I made the comment before we started recording that it's kind of a boring time for the market, but then you said, oh, but just wait for that CPI data. Joel, what are you going to be watching? What's going to matter tomorrow when we get that inflation data?
Oh, well, you know, you want to see like a low 8 or a 7 handle on it. My eyeball test tells me that it's going to come in lower. I mean, you look at what crude's done. Crude's come off the high. A lot of your grains have come off high. A lot of your commodities have come off their highs. So to me, it's a logical conclusion that this is going to come in soft. Now, if it doesn't, then I don't know what the heck they're looking at. But that's what's keeping the bid underneath this market. Despite the earnings warnings, is that you're going to get some soft data and the Fed actually knows what they're doing.
Now, you mentioned earnings warnings here, Joel. It's not just today or yesterday that we've been getting them. It's been pretty constant throughout this earnings season. What recently has caught your eye? What do you think actually is sticking out in terms of all these warnings we're getting from companies?
I mean, it's the chips, you know, and we're in a chip shortage and, it's demand. And NVIDIA cited, lower gaming demand. Now, you would think that's a little bit logical, right? Coming off, the pandemic when everyone was home playing with their Xbox and stuff. So there's less demand. To me, I just worried about, I'm hearing about the demand side. But I'm worried about the supply side. I mean, do they, if you're not making chips for these games and these consoles, well, why don't you make them for the automakers? So I don't, if they don't have supplies, I mean, I'm not an engineer and I don't know what the heck goes into, all the engineering of chips and everything. But, back-to-back warnings in the chip sector, NVIDIA yesterday, Micron today. It has to make you cautious. And then, you got that worry there where, some of the big tech companies are faltering. But like the market is the market. They find something to buy. They buy the value stocks or they go to the oil stocks or they go to the meme stocks. And, I don't want to go there. But that's what you're looking at.
Is there any seasonality in your eyes involved with the trade, at least right now, that seems to be generally holding these markets up? They've had 2-3 weeks of positive gains, but last week and now this week, they're looking like that momentum has slowed.
Seasonality, I mean, historically, August, right? Isn't Europe, all Europe supposed to take August off or something, So you look at that as a factor. You're coming out of earnings season, right? You got a couple months before a midterm election. So it's just kind of like the dog days of August here after a really, really nice rally. And after any move, Corey, any move up or any move down, you get a period of consolidation. And what that tell you is that the bulls don't know what to do and the bears don't know what to do. And so right now you're in one of those consolidation periods.
So in your eyes, are the bears still largely in charge of this market? Are they still holding the more powerful stick, or is it kind of a balanced market right now?
I'm in charge of this market with my levels, okay? The market list is right. No, I mean, a bear market rally that hasn't taken back 50%. You know that I'm not fancy with my technicals. You know I like the 50% retracements. If you look at the S&P or you look at the Spider, SPY, the 420 area, we got like 420, right? Elon Musk made that famous. Yesterday's rally in the index filled at 4188. 4,200, you crack it up in the S&Ps, it's a little bit higher than that. But the bears have tried. They have tried on Friday, and the bulls have tried, and they both have failed. So what is going to be the tipping point? Is it going to be the CPI data? Is it going to be China going into Taiwan? Russia's Russia with the Ukraine. We don't really know, you know, what's going on with that situation. So it's just a digestion mode. And if you look at the spider, what it did in late May, early June, it had 2, 4, 6, 8 days. Eight days of consolidation, and then it fell out of bed, right? We are in our 8 day of consolidation again and have a big CPI data number. So it's clear. Keep an eye on last week's lows in your issues. Keep an eye on last week's closes or the high close for the week if you're worried about trimming, because there's a move coming here. Soft CPI data, then the bulls are not even going to blink at this 50% retracement, and we're going to be off to the races. We take out last week's low, which is about 40 handles from here, then the bears will be back in control.
What's your takeaway from these people saying that, look, if we go retest the lows of this year just back in mid-June, then the market could bounce from there, and that's actually a strong setup? Do you buy into that?
Oh, we talked about it. I don't want to go back down there. I don't want to go back down there.
I don't blame you.
I'd rather I just hover up here and chop and be in a trading range and no one make any money and get whipsawed at everything. But I don't want to go back near those lows. I just don't. I don't. I'm not a believer in go down, test the lows, and then come back up. I'm kind of a bear at heart, you know, fully invested in the market for the last 30 years. And I always want to go to cash, but wife won't let me. It's been a good thing over the years, but we're definitely at a tipping point here. But before I go, I just want to mention, you know, we're doing an event, a swing trading event on August 18th, and you can go to premarketprep.com and use the PMPP10 code. And we're going to put on a swing trading event, and we're going to talk about, you know, trading in volatile markets, both long side and short side, also hedge trading, which I wish I would have learned. My buddy Dennis has been a hedge trader, trading his positions, with hedges, with the ETFs. And he's put together a 19-year winning streak, monthly winning streak, 19 years. Now, I'm not quite that good, but go to PMP10 and sign up for that.
Okay, Joel, send me that link. I do also want to look outside of the U.S., though, to China. China's always a major market driver, and we kept hearing about Chinese lockdowns, but now we have all these military tests from China. What's catching your eye? Anything noteworthy for the markets coming out of China?
As far as China goes, I mean, they're doing the drills, exactly what happened before, and, you know, Russia did that, so when they go in, they go in. And there's nothing you can do about it, you know, but you can't, you know, base your investment thesis on what China may do. But they're ramping up, and I don't think they're just doing it for fun. So what happens, how we respond, you know, I joked on the show, I think they're waiting for the CPI data, because if we get some bad data, then they'll come in and attack and hit us when we're down. And if, you know, good data, then they'll just maybe wait. But I'm definitely worried about China. But, you know, I can't go around, you know, manipulating my portfolio based on something I may happen that I can't control.
Fair enough. Joel, is there any bright lights out there then in terms of different countries? Because as much as we talk to other people, it's no one likes what's going on in China. No one likes what's going on in Europe. No one likes what's going on in South America. And again, everyone's pretty down on the U.S., but U.S. is still looking relatively strong compared to everyone else.
Canada, oh, Canada. I'm half Canadian, man. I'm thinking ahead of note. Now, there's a lot going on right here. The Europe situation is, there's so many reasons to be super bearish, but the market won't go down. So when a market or a stock doesn't go down on bad news, you got to be optimistic that, you know, there's other things at work and it's going to go up. But right now, with what the earnings, I mean, it wasn't that great of a Q2 earnings season. We got macro events going on that are beyond our control. The market should be going down, and it's not. That's the best explanation I have for you.
That's a great spot to leave it here, right, Joel? Because you know what? It is one of those things. You think the market should be going down. It should be bearish out there, but it isn't. Maybe the market's telling us something. Maybe it is looking ahead to something a bit different than what we're all expecting, and that's just a continued falling market. Joel, thank you, as always, for your time, man. Great chatting with you. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.